And welcome back to the Bicycle Indiana podcast, Life Behind Bars. Margaret B. here with Bicycle Indiana, Executive Director. On this week's episode, this is something that I have recently been introduced to, but it's with two individuals that are working with getting kids on bikes, which my background is also getting kids on bikes through mountain biking and school-based teams. But this particular program that these two individuals are working with, it's with Specialized Bikes, and they are receiving funds and grant funding and bikes from Specialized to promote biking, but also in a very specific type of environment, and specifically school-based youth riding. Not necessarily racing, but just getting kids on bikes and implementing it into a school-based curriculum. So this is something that I'm learning about, which is great. And this discussion between these two individuals, I hope, is exciting for you to hear and to listen to. And again, please visit our website and become a member. That keeps us rolling. And I hope everyone is enjoying our podcast. And I hope you enjoy this one. Welcome back to the Bicycle Indiana podcast, Life Behind Bars. Margaret B. here, the executive director, and I have two great human beings on the call today to talk about a program that, one, I just learned about a couple of years ago, but I really am excited to kind of talk about this program and let the state know about the resources that Specialized Bikes has for kids and getting kids on bikes. So I'm going to introduce and welcome Cord and Colleen to the call, and I'll let them talk about who they are and what they do. But first, I'm going to kind of put Colleen on the spot. And Colleen, you want to introduce yourself?
Oh, sure. My name is Colleen New, and I may be the first person on this podcast that is actually not a cyclist. I'm going to just say that out loud in front of everyone. I'm an educator, and I care very much about developing students' leadership and talents and abilities. My husband is an avid cyclist, but I am actually part of this program because I absolutely believe in the research into getting kids on bikes and all the fantastic things that can happen with that. So, so I kind of got involved with this through my husband, but now I'm working with a middle school in South Bend, Indiana to implement the Riding for Focus program.
And you have a teaching background, correct?
Yes. I have both a degree in general education and special education. And I'm also a little bit of a research geek. So I'm fascinated by all of the research that surrounds what we're doing, too. So I have an education background.
Awesome. Thanks, Colleen. Cord, do you want to introduce yourself? And is it Dorsey how you pronounce the last name?
Yes,
Dorsey. Right.
So I'm also an educator. I've been teaching for 10 years now, but I am a PE teacher the past 3 years, and my goal is just to try to give kids lots of different opportunities to kind of find what they enjoy. So like my superintendent actually is an avid cyclist, and he's the one that kind of showed me that this is an opportunity. And luckily we got the grant for Outride. We got the bikes a couple of years ago. And it's just another opportunity for kids to kind of find something they enjoy and something that I can do besides the typical, like, you know, basketball, volleyball, whatever PE thing. Sure. So I'm also a strength coach. So that's something I'm kind of really into. So I like just giving kids opportunities to do things fitness wise. So my class is called PE Fitness. So we do a swimming unit where they'll get in the water and learn how to swim. And we do a cycling unit, obviously, with through Outride, and we have the weight room unit. So just finding different ways to be active.
Sure. And where are you located?
Oh, I'm sorry. Franklin, Indiana. So, yep.
Cool. And kudos to Colleen for finding the news article to get me to connect with you, which then I called the school and they gave me your email. So kudos to you, Colleen.
Thanks, Colleen.
So let's kind of dive into this, the OutRide program, which I have their website pulled up. It's outridebike.org, Riding for Focus. Cord, do you want to kind of give an overview of the program since you went through, you know, the steps of getting this grant?
Sure. Yeah. I've never been really known for a great memory, but I'm going to do my best. So when it first started, there was an online application that I went through with the help of my principal, Rita Holman, and then our superintendent, Dr. David Clendenning. And we kind of just went through the process. You give your school's kind of demographics, your background, and then the main question that they wanted to know is, why do you want this grant? And my focus and our focus of the school here was just mainly just to give kids an opportunity to do something new. A lot of kids that want to ride bikes might not have bikes. So that was what kind of our focus was. And thankfully we made it through the first few cuts. Then they do a video interview. OutRide does. They did a really good job the whole process. It was pretty user-friendly. And then eventually they asked what bikes we needed, and they came with the helmets, different sizes. And then the actual rollout of the program. And by the way, actually, I should mention, I'm not the only one that is doing this. My colleague, Mindy Bangle, also helps out with the OutRide program. So okay. She has, with her PE classes, they get to ride bikes too.
That's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. So, so you get these, the online kind of program, curriculum, I guess you would say. There's the website that you can get on, and it has all their lessons. There's 16 lessons, I think that's right. But they're also, again, I talked to one of the directors at OutRide, and you can break it up as much as you want to. So just because, you know, different schools have different time periods of what would work and how many days you get to ride a week, et cetera. So am I rambling? Kind of how it worked out. The first year, there's, you know, some hiccups. We learned as we go, like what works, what doesn't work. I feel a lot better about it now. So like a lot of kids get to ride bikes that probably wouldn't have otherwise. And that's what's great about OutRide.
Definitely. Colleen, did you want to add anything about the program and kind of the overview?
Sure. So I would say that the thing that drew us to the application was the fact that the OutRide Foundation had a pretty robust amount of research that indicated that there's something about cycling that is different for kids. It's like it's exercise for sure for the body, but it also seems to boost mental focus and reduce depression, anxiety, you know, those kind of things, which is different than just like taking a jog or playing basketball. And so I was intrigued by that. And I also, so we're contributing with our students. They're absolutely getting so many benefits from this program, but we are also committed to providing data to the foundation so that they can continue to research this question. So that's a really important thing that I let our students know, is that they're part of something larger than just their gym class. They're taking part in this study. And, you know, imagine if we find out that bikes are the answer to a lot of things, how much more funding, how much more support there would be for that. So that is something that was made very clear from the beginning. This is very research-based program. Joy, for sure. Our kids, we wanted them to experience joy. But also, I do want to mention that I work with the South Bend Bike Garage. That is, instead of a school applying for the grant like Cord's school did, we wanted to take a different approach and have the bikes in the program be homed in a nonprofit community partner. So our thought was, we do not want to do this gym unit and then have the bikes just be sitting around for the rest of the year. We feel like the South Bend Bike Garage as a community partner can reach out to multiple schools, and then we can use these bikes in the summer, and we can really help to support sometimes really, really underfunded, under-resourced schools that otherwise would never be able to take part in this. So my my role really is I tend to be the organizer and the connector with the local public schools.
Okay, nice. So this is a school-based program, like Cord and Colleen, you both said. Cord, I'm going to ask you this question, specifically like in your classroom, since you are a school teacher. How do you implement, I guess, what would be an example of a lesson plan or a day where you would implement the Writing for Focus?
Okay, so usually I do it as a unit. So it might be a couple weeks at a time, and then like I said, Mindy Bangle will also do it. So we try to wait till it's kind of nice out. We'll do it. Well, actually, so I guess a typical day, if that's your question. Sorry, I'm kind of rambling again, but
that's okay.
We would get the bikes out. They have to get fitted. So they have to make sure they have the correct bike, like size for their, how tall they are and all that, their helmets on. And then like, let's say they've gone through the pre-ride inspection kind of routine and they get good at it. I like to take it out to our track because we have a nice track outside. Mm-hmm. And then I'll let them kind of just ride and then we'll measure heart rates, or occasionally I like to like set up kind of like an obstacle course so they get good at, you know, maneuvering the bikes around, you know, potentially obstacles and all that. Sure. So there's some fun ways you can kind of change the lessons. One day, this was like last year I did this. I had a cheer mat that I rolled out, had them practice, you know, going up and down sort of obstacles / hills, whatever you call that. And then I also, I have an enrichment program. So it's not just my PE classes that get it. There's at the end of each day, kids that qualify, with like, they have high enough IXL scores. They have an opportunity to join different enrichments, and mine's called cycling. So eventually, if they, you know, earn my trust, they're middle schoolers, but they can do it. Eventually we'll go on a little bike ride. So awesome. Last year we rode around kind of our middle school. We went and saw a little bit of a neighborhood and just kind of stayed near the school, but sure. Yeah, just different opportunities that kids can earn.
That's great.
And I do want to piggyback on Colleen, because she made a good point about the research. There is like surveys that you do with Outride. So at the beginning and end, they do like these surveys, and the data definitely does show that there's more than just physical benefits of, you know, bicycles. So.
I was just about to ask, how were you collecting data, obviously for Outride, but I don't know if like the state requires you to collect any data, but Outride definitely does for the guidelines.
Yes. Yeah. So we do a pre-ride survey where, I use the links that Outride gave me, and then kids would fill out the survey, and then you have to wait, I think, a week before you really get back on the bikes, and then you roll out the program, and then towards the end they'll take the post-ride survey.
Okay, very cool. My next question for you, Cord, is when you have the bikes, one, where do you store them? Because that was a big topic when I was getting kids on bikes for my previous job with NYCA, which is a youth mountain bike league. We can talk about that another day. But where do you store them, and how do you transport them and maintain them?
So I don't know how every school does it. We kind of got lucky. Obviously, it helps. Our superintendent is very into cycling. I think he was just this couple, he was at the Tour de France recently. So he's into it. And that, with his support, it kind of helps out. But we had a room that was used as a, I can't remember what it was called, almost like a food storage, like a cupboard. Mm-hmm. But they cleared it out and we put the bikes in there. And it's right next to the gym. So it's very useful to not like waste time. So kids can go grab their bikes, pull them out to the gym, and we can get going. We actually we're sharing that room with the band to help kind of store some of their instruments, but it's worked out pretty well. So.
Well, that's great. And you don't have to transport the bikes anywhere to different trail systems. It all stays at your school.
Yep. If we go outside, it's also pretty close. We don't have to take them too far. Okay. Yep. And then to help like with the maintenance part of that, we had Gray Goat help us last year. Oh, you've heard of Gray Goat?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not a huge cyclist, so I didn't know how popular that was, but yeah. So Gray Goat helped us. And then I think Dr. C helped this recent round where they got like, you know, kind of just checked
like a little tune up.
Yeah. So
that's great. So my next question, I've got, you know, a couple more for you, and then we'll jump to Colleen's work that she's doing. But what, how is it working with specialized? It sounds like they are very responsive, very supportive, and obviously providing this grant money and program. Can you describe to our listeners kind of how it was from, you know, the start to now working with them?
It's been great. I mean, they send out regular newsletters with, you know, updates. Every time I've had a question, they've responded quickly. I have nothing bad to say, that's for sure. It's gone well. I mean, anybody that would be interested in getting bikes, I would definitely recommend trying the Outride application because it's been very smooth.
So that's perfect transition into one of my almost last questions is what advice could you give to somebody like another PE teacher, another superintendent, or somebody like Colleen? What advice could you give to them to do this?
I guess it would just be to go for it because, you know, a lot of times people are afraid to try new things. I'm guilty of that as well. But every time I have tried new things, you know, it either doesn't work and you learn from it or it works out and you're like, hey, I should have done this years ago.
Sure.
I mean, this is kind of not with the Outride, but like when I first became a PE fitness teacher, I wanted to do kind of some heart rate stuff and we got heart rate monitors and they're really cool. They go on the kids' wrists and it was a success. So it's fun. We weren't utilizing our pool area and I wanted to try something new. So we got permission, we got some waivers and now kids get to swim during middle school. The bicycles have been great. It was kind of scary, just, you know, something, you know, out of my comfort zone because I was never really an avid cyclist or anything, but I have no regrets. It went perfect. It's gone perfect so far. So
that's great. So my last question is kind of how many kids, I guess a vague number, but how many kids are you impacting? Do you think, or you are?
So I have roughly 180 middle schoolers per semester.
Okay.
And then Mrs. Bangle, her classes are actually a little bit bigger. So I would say I don't want to go over the number, but probably around 300 kids have the access to bikes throughout the year.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And then my enrichment class too. So that's 20 some kids per 9 weeks. So yeah, I would say, you know, in the hundreds for sure. So
yeah,
that's great.
Do you have anything else that you'd like the listeners to know about what you're doing at Franklin Community Schools or middle school?
I think we've covered it. I mean, yeah.
Feel free to jump in and we can add some more if you think of something, but Colleen, you're next.
I say maybe I can ask hard questions, right?
Yeah, definitely. I would love that. So Colleen, you want to just kind of talk about you know, what you're doing at the South Bend Bike Garage. I mean, I know personally because I know you and your husband, but let our listeners know what you're up to.
Sure. Well, the South Bend Bike Garage is a co-op located in South Bend, Indiana, and it does amazing work in a lot of different directions. Like a lot of co-ops, it has an earn a bike program, you know, fix the bike, buy a bike. They have a mobile trailer that does pop-up bike clinics and valet parking for events. My role really is to focus on youth programming, and that it gives me so much pleasure because I just know that the investment in creating a cycling culture with young kids like pays off so much. So, and because my education background, my husband kind of dragged me in. So I helped with the grant writing and I am a champion. I want to mention that the Writing for Focus program, when they go through their trainings, they insist that you have a certain number of champions to really like advocate for this program and make sure that it is faithful to what they've set out in the curriculum. So I'm a champion and we actually have four trained champions on our team. And we, as a community partner, we realized that some of the South Bend schools that would benefit the most from Writing for Focus would be the exact same schools that would never, ever in a million years apply for the program and perhaps would not be able to manage the logistics of it. And Cord, you can speak to this too. It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot managing bikes and helmets, and they're all, so these are rock hoppers. If you look up a specialized rock hoppers, these are super nice mountain bikes that these kids get to practice on. Yeah. We have helmets, but it's a lot of management. Everything is sized to them because we believe in safety. We want these students to experience what it feels like to be properly fitted to a bike. You know, some of them are sharing bikes with brothers and sisters, and they're riding around, frankly, like with them all slammed down or way too high out of necessity. And so they're not learning proper techniques and form. So as a community partner, the South Bend Bike Garage said, hey, we will support South Bend Public Schools if we can find schools that want to invite us to come in. And so a typical day for us would be we have the gym teachers supporting us. And then my role as kind of the organizer of the program, I hire mentors from our cycling community who get paid a stipend. And so we flood the zone with caring, supportive, reliable adults to teach this program to students and a school that is under-resourced. The amount of excitement and joy that everyone gets. This is not like a one-way street where the kids are getting everything. Our mentors talk about how much they get from interacting with these kids and developing true relationships. And I can talk a little bit more about this later, but so we bring in these mentors. We do it for 6 weeks, three times a week. So we really get to know the kids. We support the teachers. They support us. I help with all of the management aspects of it, the research aspects of it. Last year was our first year. And because I work, you know, for a nonprofit, I'm always also collecting data. So we created our own survey in addition to the Riding for Focus survey that we do for the Outride Foundation. And basically, it was like, hey, kids, now that you've ridden bikes with us, how would you like to continue your bike journey, if at all? And it gave some options. The response from these seventh and eighth graders was overwhelming. Overwhelmingly, they wanted to learn how to fix bikes. They wanted to go on group rides. They didn't want the experience to end. And so because I'm a nonprofit community partner, I'm like, okay, well, I'm seeing that they deserve to continue to get these positive benefits. So we wrote yet another grant from the Outride Foundation. We were lucky enough to get an Outride Fund grant, and we developed further programming for the same students that have participated in the Riding for Focus program in school. We now have relationships with some of those kids outside of the school day throughout the summer. It has been just a really incredible I can't say it enough, relationships, mentoring. So we developed a junior mechanic program that we rolled out last summer. And the students that took part in that have become regular, reliable, fantastic volunteers for the South Bend Bike Garage. So we really see our role as doing whatever it takes to help schools, but also to recognize that students who want to go further with bikes, we're a resource for them. And frankly, the South Bend Bike Garage has a fantastic, a deservedly fantastic reputation in the South Bend community. So when we run into little hiccups, you know, Cord mentioned that maintenance is a big issue. Bikes break, things happen. Mm-hmm. You have to have somebody to be responsible for maintaining the fleet of bikes. We have such fantastic partners in South Bend. I remember when we first started our very first year, we were unprepared for the number of students that needed larger helmets to be safe because of certain hairstyles. We were just unprepared for that. And so it was really easy for me to call up. We have a local truck store, Trek Bicycle Granger. We called and we're like, hey, we have a class in like 30 minutes and we don't have the right helmets. And Sean, the manager, just like within like literally 30 minutes, he took care of that problem for us. So I can't imagine a school having that kind of access to the cycling community resources that we do. So we're kind of like a bridge. Sure. You know, Also, we talked about this junior mechanic program. Lots of the local community partners supported that. So that's kind of our role is our mission at the South Bend Bike Garage to get more people on bikes. My personal mission is to get more young people on bikes, more people of color on bikes, more girls on bikes. And this funding, this program has been just a godsend to jumpstart that kind of initiative up here in Northern Indiana.
Well, I have personally been there and seen the work that you are doing and also watched you plan in your own house. And Colleen, you are incredible. And Cord, I'm excited that you two are on the call because I think now you two can probably put your noggins together and I'm sure come up with a lot of great, even better things together. But I will agree 100% with both of you about getting younger, you know, the youth on bikes. Obviously, my work with NYCA and getting kids on bikes, there's a lot of data with that organization and getting youth mountain bike racing and creating inclusive and fun racing environments or non-racing environments. But there's a lot of data out there that just shows that if the kids get on bikes, then the parents get on bikes and the brothers get on and the siblings and everyone starts being around this culture and this community and they feel this place of belonging. And I think Colleen and Cord, you're doing that and you're creating this space that's safe for the kids to ride and feel good, right?
Yep. That's awesome.
So, Colleen, is there anything else that we should talk about the Outride, the actual programming that we haven't talked about? I wrote on my notes, deeper dive into Outride, but I feel like we've touched a lot.
We have. There's the here's one of my major complaints. So this the students, the curriculum is extremely comprehensive. We focus a lot on safety. We focus a lot on skills and personal responsibility. One of my biggest problems in implementing it is we don't have hills where we live. If I could change one thing, I would like to import some hills because we go through these shifting drills.
Yeah.
And we have to use a little bit of imagination. We have to switch up the surfaces a little bit. The kids love it when we mix it up and create courses that go over different surfaces. And we have signage that's like, okay, you shift now and you're anticipating. That's a big thing with the Outride Riding for Focus program is they think that some of the reason why it has such good results for improving focus is because there's a lot of anticipation that happens when you ride a bike. Mm-hmm. You have to pay attention to what's coming up, right? Mm-hmm. So these kids learn all of those skills through the curriculum that's provided to us. But yeah, hills are tough. Cord, do you have hills?
No, I was just laughing because that's kind of one of the reasons I got creative with the little cheerleading mats that we had to use. But it's tough. We're pretty flat here in Franklin. But like you kind of mentioned it, you adapt, and the kids still, you know, when we did the shifting drill, we did that on the track and, you know, we just pretended like, hey, you're going up a hill here. So time to shift. And, you know, the kids still liked it. So, but yeah, it's tough being in a flat land.
The NYCA league that is what I used to do, they call rubber chicken relay races before every race. And it's this small little circuit course they put on grass and they have a rubber chicken that they have a relay and the kids just go wild over it. And it is so challenging and it's so fun. And the parents get involved. And of course they're squawking the chickens, but there are so many creative ways that you can get kids to do whatever, you know, on a bike. So I think it's great. So Colleen, since I asked Cord this, since he has the school based, you know, in a specific school, how do you store the bikes and where, you know, how do you transport them? I obviously saw at your house, you had about half of them in your garage, but how do you transport them?
We were prepping for this season. Yes. Yes. We were in the midst of it. So our school partners, we reach out to, we chose one school in particular. It's Navarre Middle School. We love going to Navarre Middle School. It's on the west side of South Bend. They were the first school that we approached because they had locked closets that we were able to use. And the facility lent itself to this program. So that's, unfortunately, that's one of the things is we have to have secure storage for these really fantastic bikes. Navarre stepped up. So they're in charge of storing it during the school year. We don't have to like have trailers or do anything crazy like that. the management of the materials, I don't know how anyone would be able to do it without involving students as leaders. We get joy from so many different aspects of this program. Like just today, one young lady learned to ride for the first time. Oh, so I am like the look on her face and the things she said and the just sheer joy. Like I am just floating on that today. And then the other aspect of it is, like, how do you get the helmet rack out? How do you get all the bikes set in the same gear for a drill? How do you repair the bikes? We have procedures that we've developed to take from one school to our next, or just a summer program, and say, hey, this, you know, respect, responsibility, safety, these are the things we really work on in lots of different ways. We find that the students are fantastic. They really step up to take on some of the jobs that we offer to make the thing roll smoothly. So if you can imagine like a locked closet full of bikes,
right,
and the bell rings and kids come into gym class, there are like six student leaders that immediately spring into action to help us to implement the procedures involved with getting the bikes around. It is a lot. It is absolutely a lot to manage. And so we love seeing the leadership develop. And of course, we appreciate the extra pair of hands and minds working on it with us. So any place that we might maybe, and if you're in South Bend and you're listening to this podcast and you would like to have this program at your school, reach out, go to the South Bend Bike Garage website, because we are actively looking for even more places to be. Mm-hmm. And what we are looking for are champions to partner with us. And then we just have to have a couple, like, you know, secure places to store bikes and an appropriate place to ride. So did that answer the
question? Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I'm just looking at my notes. So you talked about how to get involved. Cord, is there anything that you want to let our listeners know if your community school needs help with anything, or is it all strictly in the school system?
We've talked about maybe trying to look into seeing if kids would be interested in trying to get like a cycling club going, mm-hmm. Maybe even like a racing team.
So the
issue would be like, just we don't have like a track obviously in Franklin right now,
right,
for that, like a dirt track. But that's like very in the early process of just kind of thinking about what we want to do next. Cause this is only our, like I said, bad memory, second or third year doing this now. I would like to add one thing. Mindy Bangle, who teaches PE with me, we have, you know, ran into some issues too. Like Colleen was talking about some of the helmet sizes. We have like, you know, great support, like I said, so we were able to get larger helmets. We had the same issue. Some of the kids that would struggle, you know, learning to ride, we actually got some tricycles this year. This was Mindy Bangle, my colleague, it was her idea. So she got a grant, and we were able to receive two tricycles. So just kind of help kids that still want to ride that maybe can't, or have, you know, some disabilities that would make it tough to ride. So
that's great.
It's been great. We're kind of, the way I would kind of, you know, sum all it up is, we're learning as we're going and we're growing as we go. So
yeah,
we're kind of just adding, implementing new stuff as we go. So yeah.
Something for both of you to kind of put on the back burner, because I know you probably have a lot going on, but John Wall, works for he's supposed to retire this year is what I've been told, I think. But Officer John Wall for the Indy Police Department, he has his own trail system that he built in like downtown Indianapolis for kids. He has like a pump track, like a mobile pump track that he got sponsored by Cliff Bar. And he also has a program that I don't know if any of you want to connect with him, or I can connect you with him. But it's an example of urban riding and bringing accessibility to kids and getting kids out on bikes in a safe, you know, not on the roads riding. So John Wall is a really great guy. You can probably Google him. But I can also connect you if you have interest in that kind of concept.
Yeah.
I'm writing it down.
Writing it down.
If You do have his, I'm sorry, did you say you have his?
I do, I can connect you, yeah. He's a busy guy, but he is doing some great things. The local NICA team, which is a big composite team, which is a kind of like a general area versus a specific school. But they partner with him and ride every week there because there's no trails. Kind of like where you are in Franklin, like the closest trail, I guess, would be Southwest Way and that or even Town Run. But again, you have to travel and get the bikes there.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but we have trails. It's just not necessarily the tracks that you I would think of when you think of like racing, but and that's the issue, like getting middle schoolers on bikes on those trails. I think during school hours that just brings up a lot of hiccups, I guess, but
okay, so Colleen, so you already kind of talked about how to get involved. Is there anything else that you want to mention about the South Bend Bike Garage and the work that you're doing?
I would really love to talk a little bit more about the junior mechanic stuff.
Yes.
If I could do a blurb. Okay. So again, we gave this survey to the students that participated in our Writing for Focus at Navarre last year, and the response was overwhelming. And so we cannot thank the Outride Foundation enough, because when I realized that we needed more funding to like help get this like extra programming off the road, we applied for another grant from them, and they were generous enough to give us even more. The students, the way that we built our program, it's called a junior mechanic program, is that the students are put into cohorts of six, and they spend 6 hours receiving park tool instruction from Mike from one of our local bike shops, Spins and Cycling. He teaches them for 6 hours how to work on bikes. Then at the South Bend Bike Garage, they get 6 additional hours of supervised apprenticeship. They are expected to volunteer using their newly developed skills in the community for 6 hours. And at the end of that, they get a bike, a lock, a helmet, lights, and $100 gift card.
Wow.
So ultimately, if you can imagine a seventh, eighth, ninth grader, they're walking away with like $350 worth of stuff at the end of this program. Hugely motivating for them. But if you think about it, hugely motivating for us to find the kids that will commit to doing all of that time with us and learning those skills. And I can say that after we did our first two cohorts in June of last summer, 2024, super successful. Kids were incredible. They continue to come back. I keep in touch with the families. Like if I have a need, I just send out a text message, and these kids continue to show up and do repairs and do help for the bike garage. In fact, one of the young men who is taking the Writing for Focus program in gym class this year happens to be one of our junior mechanic graduates. And guess who does a lot of maintenance on our fleet in the school for us? Like I just hand him all the tools and I'm like, hey, go fix these bikes. And it is such an amazing opportunity for him. It is such an incredible gift to us. And we want to keep that going. So we appreciate Spins and Cycling support. We appreciate the people, the organizations in South Bend that support us. But we want more funding to continue to develop that youth talent.
Sure.
It just takes dollars at this point to give a stipends to the mentors. The payback is just incredible. Ultimately, this is like a big goal. We would love to start in South Bend, a South Bend Bike Garage outpost that is run entirely by students on the west side of our town, where the need is greatest, where it's the most under-resourced families, and there are no bike shops at all over there. So that's our dream.
So you heard it, Indiana. Help Colleen out.
Help me.
I will piggyback on that. And what I tell people, cycling is a lifelong sport. And if you teach these kids how to take care of their bikes and how to fix a flat, they can do it and they can feel confident on their bikes and teach their friends and get their friends into the bike shop or get their friends into the programs that you have and offer. I just interviewed two, I would say, mature, older cyclists in their 80s and retired. And that's another example example, they started cycling when they were younger and they keep riding through life and it keeps them moving. So I appreciate all the information, you know, that you guys have about this program. Is there anything else you want to chime in? You know, like what do they say at wedding? Forever hold your peace.
I think I'm good. I think it went. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I'm not quite done yet. I'm going to do a little recap. So Riding for Focus through Outride, outridebike.org. Riding for Focus is a school-based rider education program that promotes cycling as an outlet for students to improve their cognitive, physical, and socioeconomical well-being. So that's kind of from their website. I'm going to have Colleen, you say your website and your information for the Southwind Bike Garage right now so people can hear it.
Sure. You can find the Southwind Bike Garage at sbbikegarage.com. And we're also all over Instagram and Facebook.
And I'll drop your information in the description. And then, Cord, is there any kind of information that you want our listeners to know and hear before we kind of end the call? I have one more question before we hang up. I promise you I'll be done. Is there, not social media, but is there contact information or anything that you want to provide to our listeners? You don't have to, but if you have something, you can say it or... No, it's okay.
Yeah, I don't think I have much.
That's okay. My last question, I'm going to put Cord on the spot. What is your favorite memory with this program?
My favorite memory is probably when we first got the bikes rolling out, just seeing the kids, how excited they were to, you know, do something new. And I don't think any of them ever thought it was possible to, you know, ride bikes during PE class. And then I guess a tie would be, when we first rolled it out, there was a student who could not ride a bike, and just seeing his eyes light up when he finally was, you know, unsupported and on his own on the bike and not falling. So that was... Yeah, I guess it was a tie. The first time we rolled them out, the kids were very excited, and they still are, because they still get excited. But yeah, and then, you know, the first time me and not just me, but some kids helped out as well, and another teacher, but we were able to help a student learn how to ride a bike.
That's great. Colleen, what's your favorite memory?
Oh, I mean, there's a lot to choose from, but I do have a definite favorite. Last year, our first year implementing this program, there was a young man who had never ridden before. And within two sessions, he had learned how to ride a bike. And he came up to me and he said, "I've always wanted to learn how to ride a bike. I feel like a baby bird flying out of its nest. I feel so free."
That's cute.
And the sincerity of, I mean, it's such a poetic way of describing it, but it just reminded me bikes are freedom for people too. Like you get to move fast and you get to go to new places. And just the way he expressed that was both personally rewarding because he got to feel those feelings, but it was also such a great reminder for all of us. Like cycling gives so much to us. A lot of freedom, a lot of joy. So that's my favorite.
Yeah. I'm going to share one memory that's not with Outride, but it's just with getting kids on bikes. But at one of the races for NYCA, it was this big open field and it wasn't even part of mountain biking. And there were teams all over, you know, the different parts of the park. And there were a group of kids, maybe five or six kids, just throwing a Frisbee. And I looked up and I got tingles because I thought, you know, this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to create a space that the kids could feel like a family and they could play, and they weren't even playing with, you know, they weren't even on their bikes. And so I really appreciate, because it has a very special spot in my heart, what you two are doing. So I want to thank you for all your hard work and your passion and getting kids on bikes, because the kids need it. They need to be away from their phones and outside and riding. And I think you two are doing incredible work. So kudos to you. And I'm clapping if people can't hear it on the call. So,
well, thank
Margaret,
you.
Margaret, thanks. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Cord.
Oh, I was just saying thank you for having me.
Yeah. So I'll edit this and I'll drop your information and kind of what you're doing into the description. But other than that, you two, I hope you have a great evening, and I appreciate you spending time talking to me about what you're doing.
Oh, so Margaret, thank you so much for everything you're doing.
Sure.
All the support, all the advocacy. Thank you.
Keep getting those kids on bikes. I appreciate it.
All right.
Have a good night.
Bye, guys.
You too.
Bye. Have a good evening.
All right. With a little bit of extra time to fill a full hour for a podcast, I'm going to take a moment to play part of a video that was created by the Outride program, talking about Riding for Focus and the school program that we are talking about on this podcast. So I hope you enjoyed this little snippet, and I'm going to read a little bit of the text that's on the screen, but let the people that were being filmed kind of talk a little bit more. So enjoy. In the fall of 2016, we launched the Riding for Focus program, which provides middle schools with everything they need to get their students riding. Through this program, we aim to improve social, emotional, and physical well-being of children, with a particular focus on those with learning differences like ADHD.
We cram so much into what education should be in our country, and we forget that play has been maybe missing. Kids aren't supposed to sit all day. So if we can integrate these snippets of exercise, vigorous exercise, we've got such a good handle on what education should be. But until that email came through about this foundation, we didn't put it all together as to how to pull it off.
There's something about the bike specifically that requires amount of focus, hand-eye coordination, quick reflexes, quick decision-making. The brain follows what the body is doing, and then we're hoping to see that transfer into the academic realm with cognitive focus and attention.
Starting last year, we have a countywide initiative to do more bike riding in our schools. We were really excited to see this opportunity was specialized. That program focuses on bicycle education, safety education, how to properly ride a bicycle, but also what does it look like to really get heart rates up? What does it look like to focus more on the physical activity? The feedback I hear from the PE teachers is that they've never seen their students so excited about a unit in PE before.
When I first heard about the Riding for Focus program at Specialized a couple years ago, it really piqued my interest. I know a lot of kids in the community have ADHD. Getting up in the morning, seeing those kids, it's a great way to start the day. They absolutely love it.
My son is a kid who is a mover and a shaker. He has said so many times, I just love getting that exercise in the morning. It's helping me so much with school. And it has. And he's been focused. His grades have gone up this year. And he's been able to connect the dots between it feels good to exercise in the morning, I feel better during the day. That to me has been a really powerful thing to watch and see him experience.
When I ride bikes in the morning, I get all that energy out. And then when I go in, I can learn and focus better.
I feel like riding bikes in school helps me because I go to school with like a clean slate, ready to go.
I have no experience with bikes. It's really hard at the beginning, but when I pedal and I go fast, it feels like I'm flying.
Kids that are enjoying the bikes are going to interact with people that they may not interact with as much on a daily basis, but then they have this thing in common that they can go do together. The more that we can include activity and health and nutrition with our education system, I think the better the student we're going to make and the better community we're going to build into the future.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. We hope you really enjoyed this podcast. For more information about our organization and other future podcasts, visit www.bicycleindiana.org. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you have a really great day.